You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian doesn't think domestic border closures are logical and argues the various jurisdictions should open up to help promote Australia's economic recovery. Queensland has had no new COVID-19 cases and there are only 12 active cases in the state. Queensland's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, has reiterated the border will remain closed for now and the timing for a reopening depends on overall case numbers in Australia. The state's Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, says New South Wales needs to concentrate on reducing community transmission before the border can open between the two states.
We won't be lectured to by the worst performing state in Australia. There are 33 times the number of active cases in New South Wales compared to Queensland. So New South Wales needs to get its act together and get its community transmission down, and we'll all be better off throughout this nation, including in Queensland.
Ms Berejiklian says the Australian economy will be adversely affected if the border restrictions continue. She's encouraging interstate tourists to holiday in New South Wales after she confirmed the state's restrictions to interstate travellers will be lifted next month. New South Wales has carried out more than 9,700 tests in the past 24 hours, with two cases detected. Premier Berejiklian says she wants to see the economy reopen to support job retention.
Whilst we always take a no regrets policy in relation to saving lives, we certainly will maintain our assertive policy in terms of reopening the economy and getting jobs back and making sure that we can sustain that. And that's really critical to the future. We don't want to be in a position where we see more people losing jobs.
Western Australia's Chief Health Officer Andrew Robertson says it would take at least 1 month to confirm any community spread had been eliminated in affected jurisdictions, and until then, opening interstate borders was not recommended. Meanwhile, in Victoria, another three cases have been linked to an abattoir in Melbourne's west, bringing the cluster to 106 people, but there have been no new cases in aged care. Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville says while she understands frustration in that state's tourism sector, it's important the easing of restrictions, such as allowing overnight travel in the state, remains in place for now.
You know, and I understand the pressure and it'd be great to announce it today, but let's get this right so that people have confidence that when they reopen, there's a pretty good chance they're not having to close again.
In the top end, the Northern Territory has been declared COVID-free after the only remaining patient was cleared overnight. All 30 of the coronavirus cases diagnosed in the Northern Territory were connected to interstate or overseas travel. But Health Minister Natasha Files says while it's been 6.5 weeks since the Territory's last locally diagnosed case, the risk of another outbreak is still very real.
Through the tough measures we put in place early, we are a safe bubble and we need to keep it that way. We have a very vulnerable community, a very vulnerable population, particularly with our Aboriginal Territorians. And so I urge all Territorians to not become complacent off the back of this, to keep vigilant, the physical distancing, the personal hygiene, and if you're not feeling well, to stay at home.
On the employment front, Treasury Secretary Stephen Kennedy believes Australia may have reached its unemployment peak. While the official unemployment rate is 6.2%, Treasury is confident its forecast of 10% is closer to the mark. Dr. Kennedy told the Senate committee, looking at the government's COVID-19 response, he thinks the headline unemployment figure has hit its peak.
Most of it will come in April and May, and then from that point, just as a function, Chair, of the economy reopening, things, the people who are currently attached to an employer but working no hours, that all begins to come down. And then, of course, the really very important question is how quickly it comes down and how quickly we begin to eat into those numbers.
Meanwhile, the same Senate committee has heard that unfair dismissal claims have soared to record levels. Fair Work Commission General Manager Bernadette O'Neill says claims are up by 70%.
Increase in unfair dismissal has been unprecedented, so significantly higher than any other period that we, from our kind of records. I think it's fair to say that the explanation is clearly COVID-19.
The unemployment rate had its biggest one-month jump on record, rising to 6.2% from 5.2% in March. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.